Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Okay, well, first of all, let me correct something from the last hour. And I hate when this happens, and it doesn't happen very often. But, you know, we were at one point during the roundtable, I called an audible, and we were talking about collegiate sports, Bo Pribula at Mizzou. And there's this report out there that Darren Peterson, who's one of the stars at KU, is not going to be in any other games for the Jayhawks. Well, that came from a parody account. And this guy, he gets people to fall for this a lot, because if you go Google this right now, you'll see a slew of stories that say, why do people think that Darren Peterson is shutting it down for the season? Well, it's because of this idiot who's got a blue check mark, and people see it, and then I fell for it. So it's on me. I accept responsibility.
It happens.
I should know better. But, you know...
But it's not...
The rule out there is be careful. There's so much of this stuff on X that is not real. If you know, and this is hard. I'm disappointed in myself because I should have vetted that one a little bit better.
But it could happen. It's not like the discussion was invalid.
Well, that's why he gets people.
The precipitator was invalid.
He gets people. I think that's this particular person's skill set.
There's
a nugget of truth to it because the kid's been injured and he's had to miss a couple of games. Mm-hmm. So then when you go out like something like that, he's the one who blasted out that the NCAA is basically everyone's leaving the NCAA, and that wasn't going to happen either. So, bad. I shouldn't have done that. Hey, did you guys see? Let me play a little music for this because I feel like we have to celebrate with music. But did you see the New York Times piece with the chick that was with her boss at the Coldplay?
Oh, yeah. Show? I mean, who didn't? Okay.
But I mean, no. But I mean, did you see the piece this morning? She's actually done an interview now. And the headline is, wait a second here. Bear with me. I want to maybe take her side for a moment, okay? Because you'd be surprised. So Kristen Cabot is her name. And the headline of the New York Times story is the ritual shaming of the woman at the Coldplay concert. And I don't really know why she decided to do an interview. In fact, the whole piece by Lisa Miller starts that way. Like, I'm not sure why, you know, she would want to do this. But she feels like she needs to tell her, you know, side of the story. This was 5 months ago. It was a TikTok thing. She says that it was the disaster of her life. It feels like a punchline and a target. Or she's trying to describe what the concert felt like to be a punchline and a target. I mean, this was swift. And she was scrutinized. Now, she was already ending her marriage at the time, so she was going through a divorce. But she said she was doxxed for weeks. She got 500 or 600 calls a day. Paparazzi camped across the street from her house like a parade. There were death threats, all this stuff. That's not acceptable. So while she did something, and I guess it was in the moment, they both lost their jobs over it. And, you know, she lost a lot of friends. Her kids are embarrassed. It was a bad decision. She goes, I made a bad decision, had a couple of high noons and danced and acted inappropriately with my boss, and it's not nothing. And I took accountability and I gave up my career for that. That's the price I chose to pay. I want my kids to know that you can make mistakes and you can screw up, but you don't have to be threatened to be killed for them. And I kind of agree with her on that. I mean, some of the reaction that's out there from these people, and I see this all the time, and I kind of talked about it in the last hour with the anti-Semitism. People feel very comfortable in sitting in their home with their 200 followers or whatever, if they have that, saying nasty things about people. Right.
So, not that there would ever be a valid reason to want to kill someone, but why would people threaten her life?
Right. I don't make any sense. Connection.
Well, because she, even though she was going through a separation, and I think that he was too, she was the woman that was, you know, cheating with the boss. And
see, I thought
she said
he
she
got the worst of it. I thought he looked like the bigger heel.
I agree.
I think so too.
I didn't think that she was. I mean, I think a lot of time the women get it, but on this one, I think he got it. I think the fact that she was the HR boss, that was bad judgment.
Right. And here's what she says about that. So this is interesting. The New York Times says, was any part of her concern about this outing from an HR perspective? And she says, some inside part of my brain might have been jumping up and down and waving its arms saying, don't do this. But generally, no. She says she was pumped to introduce Byron to her friends. I was like, I got this. I can have a crush. I can handle it. So I guess what happened also, the other dynamic is, when she's going to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, where the concert was, she learns via text that her soon-to-be ex-husband was attending the concert. She said, it threw me, but she said her and Byron were not an item. But they're in this VIP balcony place, and then when the thing goes on the screen, she hides, they both hide, and then she was upset because she thought it was going to piss off her ex-husband as well, because she didn't want to humiliate, she claims, she goes, I did not want to humiliate him. And then, of course, she says, Andy's my boss. The whole thing is nuts. You know, she made a bad mistake, right? But when it comes to being threatened and harassed and doxed and all that stuff, people are nuts. Stop
yes.
it. Right?
Well, no, so, it should be. I mean, I got doxed. I had to lock down all of my information. Ugh. I got threatened by Anonymous. I got death threats on Twitter just because I said that we should find out the facts before we decide that a cop illegally shot someone.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You remember the Galleria shooting? Mm-hmm. And it turned out that the guy did have a gun,
right.
And he was in the Uber carrying it to the mall. But yeah, I mean, this kind of hate stuff, and it's a lot easier when you think you don't, you know, that you don't know them. It's so much easier when... You would never do it if somebody was in front of you.
If you dehumanize them.
It's real easy to do. Mm-hmm.
And that's what Mark said, right? It's so easy to do when you're sitting behind your desk.
In your underwear, you know, just being a fool. And, you know, there was a really good documentary about a party that went wild. It was one of those Netflix ones, you know, as part of that series. And how these people, it was good at the end that these young people realized that after the dehumanizing, that what ended up happening, that they really understood how they had disassociated from their humanity.
Interesting.
To you know, and allowed this to happen. And, you know, thousands of people from all over the country showed up at these people's house, and people got hurt and destruction. And this girl, all she did was accidentally put something on Facebook that she was having a party, and it got ugly.
My goodness.
It wasn't in the United States, but when I felt like they took accountability for abandoning their humanity. And I'm not sure people are capable yet of doing that. I think that's part of the growing pains with social media. I do think at some point people will modulate, but it's good. There's a lot of pain in the meantime.
It's kind of, you know, I wasn't sure when I opened this up this morning what kind of read it would be and why she would want to draw more attention to herself. But I kind of got it in the end because, you know, I think she was a pretty successful professional woman. And then, you know, there's no doubt, and I think she admits it in the piece, that she, you know, she screwed up big time. But I also think there's lessons in here when it comes to, you mean basically, you have to go into hiding in a situation like this,
oh,
right?
Oh, no question.
I mean, that's essentially what happened to her.
No question.
She did finally admit, though, one of the things in the article is she said that she bought a shirt that said, I'm her, you know, something like, yes,
well,
I'm her. Because at some point,
yeah,
I think that she had to lean into that. But I don't know.
Once people realize that, you know, once people realize that they can't get to you, I do think that there is some benefit to that.
Agreed.
You know, but it's sad.
But
it's
people
really sad.
Have so much time on their hands to do that. Like when I'll give you an example, like from earlier this week, because I made some comments. It didn't come up on the roundtable, but I was quite disappointed with the president's take on Rob Reiner. And I heard from a lot of people who felt the same way, Jane, who were on my side of the equation, right? But then I noticed there are a lot of comments that people, you know, are disagreeing, and they want to fight with me, and there's vitriol and stuff. And then when you click on the pages of those people, and we talked about this with George Rosenthal a couple of nights ago, they're people that literally have like 25 followers, and they're not even following me. So they're taking the time out of their day to go look for, if they're real, because they could be bots. But they're taking time to look for comments from people in random cities that they don't even follow and don't even know, just to start arguments with.
It's crazy.
And some of them are pretty hard. Like, I've grown a thick skin because I don't really care what people say, and then what I do is I just mute them. You know, I never give anyone the satisfaction of blocking them, because you admit that they got to you. So I just mute, and I don't worry about it when people say stuff like that. But it's, you know, it's one thing, Jane, think about it. Your situation, what I do on the radio, put yourself in her position, where the whole world saw her on camera repeatedly. Everything plays the next morning on every morning show on CNN, on Fox. We're all mocking her. We're all making fun of her. That's got to be a little bit of a rough situation.
Yeah, it does.
I have a little empathy there based on what she did. The punishment did not fit the crime.
Mocking is one thing. Tormenting, death.
Right.
Mocking, you know.
Yeah, because mocking is, hey, you idiot, you ran AR. What are you thinking? Right. And that's fine. Right. But the threats
most
taken.
Most people moved on a lot quicker, but these lunatics out there, you got to watch them.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We got Sue's News on a Friday, which is always fun. Jane's going to hang for that. We'll have Paul Hall on entertainment, a bunch of stuff that is either in the theaters or on streaming. I got a couple of things that I've been watching that I want to mention. And Frank Cusimano a little bit later in sports. Our friend David Strom from hotair.com with some politics after 5 o'clock. And then at 5:30, Greg Coase, who I knew Greg in a different lifetime, I feel, that he was a guy who used to work for NFL Films and had a great career, but he decided to do a documentary in the 2000s, and this is when I was living in Milwaukee, about a Neil Diamond tribute act called Lightning and Thunder. And it's a really fascinating story. In fact, Greg's documentary you can watch for free on YouTube, and I'll guide you in the next hour. But the movie that opens on Christmas Day called Song Sung Blue is not a Neil Diamond biopic. It's actually the story of Lightning and Thunder in Milwaukee, and it's all based on his documentary. So Greg's going to join me to talk about that. And I'm telling you, it's a fantastic story. I can't wait to see the release with Hugh Jackman and Kay Hudson, because if they even closely stay, you know, to where this real story existed in Milwaukee, it's going to be fantastic, and they'll knock it out of the park. And Kate Hudson's already been nominated for a gold.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing.
your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Golden Globe. All right, Sue, here you go. This is one of the Los Straitjackets Christmas songs with our good friend Nick Lowe. He does some of the Christmas songs with him, which is fantastic.
You should see him together live. It's awesome.
I wish I could have. Are you listening in the lane? I love it. We're getting closer to Christmas. We are going to take a little time this hour to do Sue's News. We got Paul Hall on entertainment. Then, of course, Frank Cusimano. There's some stuff that's breaking in the sports world today, so we'll get to that a little bit later this hour. But let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, let me wish you a happy National Hard Candy Day. Which I always think is but we have Jane, and Jane loves sugar.
I love sugar.
And
so
what are your thoughts?
I like a hard candy. I'm a Jolly Rancher girl.
A Jolly Rancher. All right.
I like sprees.
Oh, I do like a spree.
A spree is joy. So yeah. I think that falls within the category.
And Fred?
I'm anti hard candy.
Why is that? A sucker is like a little dum-dum is essentially hard candy on a stick.
I agree. Uh-huh. I agree.
No?
I eat rock candy.
Not a fan.
I'm embarrassed to say.
You're hardcore.
Ooh. Yeah. I am
Mark
Reardon.
You know what's funny is I love it. I really like you mentioned the what's the thing?
Jolly Ranchers.
I love those, but I like the watermelon and stuff.
Oh, that's
green apples. I don't eat them very much.
No, and the great thing about them
you
is
you don't like. You should have seen Sue's
watermelon.
Face. You should have seen Sue's face when I said that.
I mean, but it lasts a long time. That's why I like it, because you just kind of keep it in your mouth and it lasts a long time.
That's true.
But.
I'm not going to comment on that, but boy, I could use that soundbite and I could turn it into something that would be epic and legendary.
Let's not get nasty.
I'm just saying.
And it's also National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day, and I have one, but I did not wear it. Fred, do you have one? Well, Jane, that's kind of cute.
Jane's is nice.
Yeah, this is Santa Claus.
That's cute.
I don't think I have any Christmas sweaters.
Have you not gone to one of those parties where you have to have one?
No.
We need to talk to Joyce.
So I hate that stuff. And my friend, here's what I don't know. I'm going to just do this publicly. My friend Trey Hogan, who has an annual Christmas, like he always does a Christmas party. It's usually the Saturday before Christmas. Like that would be tomorrow night. Now, I haven't gotten an invite this year. So I don't know if he's not having the party or if I'm just off the list because I haven't showed up to the last couple of parties, which is a possibility, and it would be fair for him to do that.
Well, you're probably off.
But I know, and I deserve to be off. But he does the whole thing with ugly, you know, Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
Not my deal. Like I usually just wear.
Like it was fun when it was novel.
Mm-hmm. And it's not.
It's not novel anymore.
Thank you.
Although I still possess one. From the day. And it has a, I'll wear it next week. I'm the only one working. If Fred's not here, are you working a little bit next
Monday
week?
Monday and Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah. I'll wear it for then.
Yeah, you should at least pull it out then.
It's got a bulldog
Can
on
someone
it.
Tell
I
me
those?
If anyone out there, Ryan, if you're listening, I know that he's a friend. Let me know if he had his Christmas party, if I was just disinvited. I'd like to know.
Do you really want to know?
I kind of do.
Could you do that after the show or at least after Sue's News? That'd be great.
Well, if Ryan's listening, he'll text me.
Talk to somebody who cares. Okay.
Okay. And on this day in history, 28 years ago, just think about it, 28 years ago in 1997 was when the movie Titanic was released. It's been 28 years.
I was in preterm labor during
Can I tell you what my Here's my instant visual flashback.
Okay.
Looking at the people waiting in line to see that movie weeks after it opened.
And saw it.
There's never been anything like it, I don't know.
And saw it more than once.
Yes.
I mean,
well, that's why the lines continued for weeks. Yeah,
everyone
that was
convinced
incredible...
I named my son after Leonardo DiCaprio.
Does it seem longer ago or shorter?
Oh, to me,
it seems shorter.
Shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it seem longer to you?
It seems longer to me.
Oh, wow.
I can't really remember much about it.
I saw it with Stephen D.C. So that's how long ago that was.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, were they hosting a screening?
With the birth of my son.
Huh. Yeah, I was on the afternoons and they were the morning show, so they had us out to watch
it. Now I got Frenchie's song in my head, too.
And that song.
Plays the head. Yeah. Song in my head. So now I got it.
It did go on to win Best Picture with James Cameron, and he took the Oscar for Best Director. So
yeah, that's
something to think about. Now, Fred, Your listening age was what, according to Spotify?
24.
And who was your number one listening? Who'd you listen to the most?
It was Morgan Wallen.
You are not alone. And we have a little music for this. Morgan Wallen is now the highest selling country artist of all time.
I did not know that.
Yep. He picked up 80 new certifications recently and has officially... thought we'd let Fred hear this.
Yeah, those are incredible numbers.
He has officially crossed 240 million units sold. Luke Combs is number two with 163.5 million. And poor Garth Brooks is number three.
Being number three at this time is pretty good,
just
I think.
Country.
I think they're still making money.
162.5 million for Little Garth. 240 for Morgan Wallen.
Here's what I say
like
about
Fred.
Morgan Wallen.
Get out of bed.
He puts out records that have like 35 songs on them, and they're all and they all chart. So.
Yes. So that's just kind of incredible. All right, a record 8 million Americans are expected to fly sometime over the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And if you're in that group, here are four tips straight from the TSA. Are you flying somewhere, Jane?
I have my daughter.
So
I need tips. I got to get I gotta warn her.
Number one, according to the TSA, don't wrap your gifts. They say if your present happens to trigger the alarm, they'll have to open it and inspect it. And instead, they recommend using either a gift bag or just a box.
That's reasonable. Makes real sense. Yeah.
Number two, traveling with food, solid items like fruitcake. If you're traveling with fruitcake, what are you thinking? But fruitcake, candy canes, and chocolates can go in your carry-on. But liquids and spreadable foods, if you got eggnog, cake, don't pack eggnog.
Yeah, right.
But wine, champagne, sauces, jams should be packed in checked bags. And remember, you got to have a real ID. A lot of people wait, we only fly once a year. We're going to do it at Christmas. Oh, we have to have a real ID.
Well, you can use your passport if you need to. But
that's
you're supposed to have
But if
real
you have
ID.
A passport, get your darn real ID.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just easier.
I got it finally. After I got that ticket in Webster Groves. For which there still might be a warrant out for my arrest. No, I finally paid that thing.
Oh, you did?
I did. I paid
feel
it.
Better okay, about that.
Did they get the warrant recalled?
And this is interesting.
Brad Young worked on it for me.
Yes.
I took care of it.
He took care of it then.
When in doubt, send them a DM. What? I didn't know this. The TSA is pretty active on X. And if you have a question about what you can and can't bring, send them a DM at AskTSA.
You know what? I appreciate that.
I did not know
that. If you're standing in line, that's great.
I didn't investigate this yesterday, Fred. I don't know if you saw this story, but there was something out there, maybe we can talk about it next week or after the holidays, that indicated that we might be back to a point where we could walk our loved ones to the gate.
Family lanes.
I kind of like that.
I like it, too. I do.
I can't believe that.
I was talking to my son about that, and he said, do you really want more people waiting at the,
I don't, but here's what I'd like to do. All right, here's what I'd like to do, though. My daughter has an opportunity maybe to go out and visit my wife's cousin in Denver, and we want to send her out there. She's not completely comfortable. She's going to be 11 years old, 12. I'd like to be able to walk her to the gate. She feels comfortable flying and getting on, but in that circumstance, I feel like I should be there, right?
Well, I get that. That's actually
but
a good point.
But I also understand your son's point. I really do.
I'm like, why? Okay. They also say you can text travel. Just text the word travel to 275-872, 275-872. So I didn't know you could even do that, and they would get back to you.
I heard that TSA says that sparkly things don't go well
in TSA.
Well, maybe that's part.
Wear something sparkly.
Maybe that's part of what they were thinking, that if you had sparkly wrapping paper, that would set something off, too. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
Next month's Survivor, the only watcher I know is Mark Reardon, will launch a nationwide contest, Mark, where they're going to hide immunity idols in each of the 50 states and challenging you to find them with clues to guide you.
I thought
this was perfect for you.
Wow.
And it's called Survivor 50 Challenge, 50 for 50 states, the upcoming 50th season of the show. And that premieres on February 25th. But the promotion begins January 31st. The clues will start to appear online, and it'll run through February 25th. They have 51 prizes, one for finding each state's hidden immunity idol, and one for the winner of a virtual contest.
It's kind of fun. It's a good cross-promotion.
Right? I kind of like it.
I think that's going to be good for that. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. I have so many. Okay, Santa's eight tiny reindeer have had a lot of names. Rudolph was almost named Rollo, Reginald, and Romeo. And the rest of his crew had other names. Flossy, Glossy, Racer, Pacer, Scratcher, Feckless. That's right, Feckless. Ready, Steady, and Fireball. In the past, until they settled on the current one.
Feckless is not nice.
No, it isn't.
Why would you want to call your transportation mode?
Flossy and Glossy, I kind of like
that. That's cute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Get to some movies and entertainment with Paul Hall from Comic Guy Films, but I am informed that first you have a TSA story to share, piggybacking off our last conversation. Mr. Hall, how are you? Merry Christmas. Hope all is well.
I'm well. I hope you're okay after that football game last week, but that we'll leave that in the background.
Yes, please.
You deserve it.
He's a Chargers fan.
I know, what but he I is. Say? He yeah. gets to he gets
Somebody
to do
has
it.
To be.
My team won, so that's all that matters. No, I'm going back to when I used to travel a lot, and I was flying through Denver's airport, or I was flying out of Denver. I was coming home from Denver. And, Mark, you obviously are aware of Denver's airport. It's a huge airport.
Oh, yeah.
You've got
two sides
of security, the whole bit. I'm standing in line waiting to go through TSA. There's a young couple behind me in their 20s, early 20s. Man, just normal, going through. Woman decided her attire for the airport to go through security included chains all around the outside of her pants, you know, kind of down as a statement. Of which the TSA guy comes up to her and goes, that really wasn't a smart choice for today, was it? And you want to avoid those pat downs, those body cavity searches or whatever they're going to go do to you there. just think about what you're wearing.
I always make the wrong mistake. Like, when you kind of look at the lines for, you know, when you're going through security, maybe you see a kid or something like that, you're like, oh, I'm not going to go through that one. But I always still guess wrong. Then I'm still in the longer line.
Yeah, right. It's a gift to be able to read those, and I don't do it well.
No. If you see me, go in the other line. Grocery, airport, I am the worst.
How come that does not surprise me?
I don't know.
Me.
So, no, my husband will just say, no, I'm going in the other line.
Wow.
And I mean, he's smart. I mean,
what are you doing?
I don't know.
In your own family? That's really
Yeah, no, they abandoned me, of course. I mean, yeah.
All right. Let's talk movies here. How about this one, The Housemaid?
So why do you want this job?
I just really enjoy being a housemaid. For the right families, of course.
You know this is a live-in position, right?
Hello?
Millie's going to be living with us.
She's going to live with us.
Andrew, I told you that. I want you to feel safe here.
I do.
So is this theatrical?
Yeah, it's in theaters this weekend. It's kind of the counter-programming to Avatar, which is kind of selling all the tickets this week. This is a mystery thriller from director Paul Feig. Now, Paul Feig's done a lot of stuff that you know. Everybody out there knows. And Sydney Sweeney's back. And Sydney Sweeney, I don't know if there's a harder-working woman in showbiz this year. I don't know how many she ended up in, but probably six different movies, it seems like, over the course of the year. This one has her and Amanda Seyfried back to kind of together as Sydney Sweeney gets hired as a live-in housemaid. Take care of the house. This really nice upscale couple says, bring her in, live in the house, go ahead and, you know, just do housework chores. But it seems like everything is too good to be true, and that's because it is. And literally within the first day of her moving in, she finds out that even though she has a history, which we find out later in the film what it actually is, that they have history too. And it creates this really interesting environment. I actually kind of really love this. It's one of those movies that's never going to win any awards. It's never going to be nominated for everything. But I'll tell you what, from an enjoyable thriller kind of mystery thriller, how shall we say, bit of romance involved as well. This is something you should check out. The Housemaid's going to sell a lot of tickets. It's going to get a lot of good buzz from people that are out there, better than you think once people get a chance to see it. And the characters work for me, start to finish, all the way through the end credits.
So what do we, you and I, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be here Monday and Tuesday, but we should probably look ahead to the next week Christmas releases, right?
Yeah, they're coming quick. And Christmas, people forget. And this is, be nice to your theater employees, whether you're going, you know, out to Ronnie's or whether you're going to O'Fallon or wherever you're going to go. Be nice to them because, quite frankly, this is the busiest time of the year outside of that really summer blockbustery. One of the biggest destinations for folks on Christmas Day is to go to the movies. And that's why we get a lot of new movies open then, but it's because families go out and go to the movie together. And it's one of the few times that, you know, the extended family's in town, you're done with dinner, you've had your Christmas festivities, you go, hey, let's go see a movie. We got a couple new ones dropping on Christmas Day. For the kids, this weekend we dropped David, which is the story of David, animated. It's one of the few animated topics that is going to get out there. It's something I actually enjoyed. Next week on the 25th, you will get Song Sung Blue, which I know you mentioned that earlier a little bit. And the documentary, don't get me wrong, documentary is by far best in this case if you want to see the story of Lightning and Thunder. Song Sung Blue works on so many levels.
I'm hearing great things. Yeah, I'm hearing great things.
They are amazing in their roles. And Mark, if you know the story, which I do as well going in, it actually does a pretty good job of saying what the story was in a theatrical term. Now, it's going to feel like it's over the top, but it's really not. These things actually happen.
Yeah, you got to understand, like, this is fascinating story. It really is. This Mike Sardina guy and Greg Coase, who's the director of the documentary. And the way that Greg is positioning this, which is interesting, it's not based on the documentary. It's basically a remake of the documentary. So the storytelling is very, you know, accurate. But this is a very tragic story in many ways. This couple who had this really cool tribute act going. Neil Diamond, she sang Patsy Cline standards. There was a family tragedy that occurred. There were struggles. There were financial struggles. But there's an angle with Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam where he brings him on stage during Summerfest. So Hugh Jackman was in Milwaukee. That's where Paul lives. A couple weeks ago, just everywhere doing publicity for this movie. It's going to be a big release, Song Sung Blue. And again, at 5:30, Greg Coase, who directed the documentary, which you can watch for free on YouTube, just Google Song Sung Blue documentary. He'll join me in about 50 minutes here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Interesting side note about that. I actually was at that Pearl Jam show with Lightning and Thunder.
Were you really?
Yes, I was. It happened to be the case. I went to it. They were supposed to come the year before. Ticketmaster scandal or the Ticketmaster fiasco went on. They came back the next year for two shows, and I was actually at that show with Lightning and Thunder. And I actually saw Lightning and Thunder also at a nearby church festival.
Well, I would interview them.
I'm
not even convinced I ever met them, but I would have them on my show. But the story is amazing, and I think people are really going to enjoy it, and we need a movie like that for Christmas, so I'm glad that that's coming out next week. Marty Supreme is a film that I've heard a lot of good things about. That's a Christmas Day opening, and I've seen the trailers for Anaconda. Jack Black looks ridiculous, but it looks damn funny. So have you seen that one yet?
I haven't seen that one yet, but I'll tell you, at first I was skeptical before I sat down and really got into the trailer a little bit and the story here. And it's not just remaking Anaconda from years ago. It's some guys that decide, you know what, we need to make Anaconda. And it's this kind of story where Jack Black and Paul Rudd and his friends all get out together and do their own remake, like a low budget. And when I think about everything around the Lightning and Thunder thing, I think about it like Mark Borchert in American Movie and that type of thing, where it's that low budget type of thing, but they end up in the jungle. And it looks like it's actually a good time. I'll be seeing that next.
Yeah, that's awesome. That reference to Mark Borchardt, he's an amazing guy. He was featured in a documentary called American Movie that Paul just referenced, which is quite simply one of the best documentaries of all time. It really is. It's amazing. And it's a weird story about a guy from Milwaukee who was making horror films, and it's pretty cool. Hey, one thing I was going to ask you guys, and Jane, I don't remember you and I ever talking about this one. I stumbled upon it on Netflix last week. It was an AMC show that I completely missed, and I really didn't know anything about it. It stars Hank Azaria and Amanda Peet. It's called Brockmire. Did you guys watch that, Paul? Did you ever see it?
I have not. It's on my
myself
list.
Watched it. I've heard good things.
Okay,
so from top to bottom on it.
Yes. It's really raunchy. It was four seasons. I thought it was three, but apparently it's four seasons. Hank Azaria plays Jim Brockmire, who's this baseball announcer, not unlike Bob Uecker or Jack Buck. He's a solo man and the booth guy, and then he does something because his wife cheats on him. He has a meltdown, and he kind of goes off the radar for 10 years, and then he comes back into this minor league stadium, and Amanda Peet plays Jules James, who is the owner of this franchise, because her father passed it down. And it's a really, really raunchy comedy that oftentimes makes you say, wow, did they just do that on screen? But Joe Buck becomes a very big part of the storytelling.
Seriously.
He's got a big role. Not a big role, but he plays a key role, I will say pivotal. So I'm watching that right now, and I'm laughing at it. It's one of those shows that's only 22 minutes when all is said
and
done.
Which I love those.
Because when it aired on AMC, you know, with the commercials, it's a half hour. So if you like raunchy stuff that's not, I guess I would maybe compare this to Danny McBride stuff. So if you're a fan of Danny McBride and you haven't seen Brockmire, it's on Netflix right now. You may want to check that out.
Good to know.
Anything else, Paul, you want to share before we let you go?
You know, as we get into Christmas, everybody's always looking for last-minute gift ideas. I would heavily recommend going to your local theater and finding gift cards, gift passes. You can get people set up to go see a movie very easily in the theater. And there's quite frankly, there's nothing like theatrical. While I'm big on streaming and I love streaming for my personal use, there's still nothing better than to see in a darkened theater with a bunch of strangers something that kind of tickles that nerve in the right way that you want it to. One of those movies from theatrical earlier this year pops up on HBO Max today, One Battle After Another. One of the big ones, one of award candidate all over the place. That's on Max.
Did you like that one or not? Did you like One Battle After Another?
I wanted to like it more than I did, but I liked it a lot. And I think I teased after off the air with Mark last week. I said, you know, we'll be talking in the future about the Critics' Choice Awards, which are going to come up that first week in January. They're the earliest we've ever had them. We're the first award ceremony out of the block. And I like a lot of movies that aren't on that list. So we'll talk about that when we talk about the top 10 and some of the best of the year, both on movies and TV.
I don't think I had anything to do with it, but maybe I should take a little credit, because my parting words to Joey Berlin, who runs the Critics' Choice, was because I kind of resigned my position after last year, and you know, they were asking for advice. I said, we used to be the first out of the gate with nominations and before the Golden Globes. Go back to that. And they have, which I like a lot. And, you know, if you're on Apple TV, if you have Apple TV, like the real Apple TV, not Apple TV Plus, I don't know if you know this, Paul, but they have all of the Critics' Choice nominees just lined up in a row. And it says Critics' Choice nominees right there on Apple TV collated for you. Huh. I thought that was pretty impressive.
No, that's helpful for
the awards
them.
Have, you know, our awards in our group, Paul was a member before I was. He helped me get into the organization. It's been around for a long time. We've always kind of aspired to be a little bit better than the Golden Globes. And the Globes have obviously gotten all the attention. But I like the way that they're moving it before the Globes. So that's a good thing. You have a great Christmas. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Take care, Mark.
Common Guy Films at commonguy.com. Well, it's a Friday afternoon. We're taking it into the weekend here. We'll have David Strom from hotair.com after the top of the hour. Right now, over at KSTK, sports director Frank Cusimano. The big news over there, Mike Bush said that he's retiring. I heard that announcement. You're not gone too, are you? We just got to make sure.
No. I'll be there for a while.
Are they going to shift you to the news desk now?
Pardon me?
I'm kidding. Well, Mike was a sports guy, and they shifted him to the news desk. I don't suppose that happens with you.
No. I want to enjoy my life. I don't want to cover four-alarm fires and be on top of Tam Avenue when it's 6 inches of snow. But let me just say this about Mike. He's the one that hired me 33 years ago, and he's a terrific guy. And the best thing about him, and people see the polished product, and they see him doing great stories. Best thing about him is how encouraging he is. Never once in the 15 years or so we worked together in sports, did he ever get negative? That's a great story idea. Boy, I really love that. Keep doing this. So the things that people don't know about him are really popular.
It's like 100% opposite from me, so I can kind of relate to that. He's a legend, and there's no more Mike Bushes that are going to happen. There's no more Frank Cusimanos. I mean, the media has changed so much, so I'm glad that he's, you know, getting to step out and enjoy the rest of his life. But let's talk a little sports. First of all, that football game last night was freaking fantastic. Mm-hmm. That was why I love the NFL.
You know what's crazy, too, is that we all knew going in this was the biggest Thursday night game ever. I mean, two 11-3 teams, and mostly Thursday night games are rotten. And then to live up to the hype, I mean, a 1% chance of winning when they're down 16 in the fourth and to come back. How would you like to look at the Rams, like, box score, and you see, well, your quarterback threw for over 450 with three touchdowns and no picks, and your wide receiver went over 200, and you lost the game?
I know.
It's never happened.
It's crazy. But, man, the Seahawks, Darnold kept bringing him back. That was an impressive victory. It really was.
Oh, you felt good because in big games, he seems to not play at his best. And how about this, too, is the Rams began the night as like the Super Bowl favorite and the number one seed. They finished the night as the number five seed. Now the betting odds still have them as the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. But, boy, you know, when you're not, you know, getting that bye in those two home games, it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, they mentioned, you know, what happened last year with the Vikings and, you know, and the Lions. And it was sort of like one of those situations where you can be the number one seed and get the bye, or you can be way down and you have to, you know, go on the road. What's going on in the Cardinals world right now in the aftermath of the winter meetings? Because I saw Ken Rosenthal column yesterday that talked about how the Cardinals are pretty active right now and trying to get some deals done.
They are, and they finalized the one big one so far in Dustin May, who at one time was regarded as a phenom. When he came in the World Series in 2019, I mean, he was much must-watch TV with that long hair and throwing 98. Now he's had a torn esophagus, two Tommy Johns. But last year he threw 132 innings. He struck out 123. That's the good news. Bad news is the ERA was 5. But the Cardinals aren't winning bidding wars for, like, all-star pitchers. This is the type of pitcher that fits their framework, where they can get him for $12.5 million. And if he's good, they can keep him for a second year. The Brendan Donovan thing is going to happen sometime in the near future. Seattle, San Francisco look like the leading candidates to get him. And now there's a lot of talk about Wilson Contreras, too, which, boy, you talk about stripping down everything. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, switching over to college football, we got the college football playoffs starting tonight. Frank, you got a game tonight, 3 tomorrow. Which one are you most excited for?
Well, definitely Alabama, Oklahoma, because Alabama 2-1 yards in the first outing, and they just had too many turnovers. That was the bottom line. I don't think they will tonight, and I know that, you know, it's a huge opportunity for an Oklahoma team that hasn't been great for a long time. But I just think that offense has just been pathetic all season long. Maybe John Mateer looks like he did the first like 3 or 4 games, but I like Alabama.
I think the Miami A&M game is probably the game of the weekend, unless you can get an upset out of Tulane or, you know, this game tonight is going to be good, too, I would expect. And you guys are Alabama fans, you and Jane, so I really don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, stick together.
How about Bo Tribula getting back to the portal? I mean, Mizzou fans don't seem to be very upset about this, but then that begs the question, what do you do now?
Okay, well, one thing is Bo Tribula in the end of the season had 11 touchdowns and 9 picks. That's a brutal ratio. Now, you could argue he played hurt, he was courageous, and he's mobile, but I don't think it's the end of the world or the end of the program that Bo is leaving. I think they like Zollers. They're going to go after the Nebraska quarterback, Raioli. I think that he would definitely be an upgrade, but if they don't get an elite quarterback, I think they're comfortable with Zollers. Mark, a quick thing. Mizzou just announced that Ahmad Hardy had re-upped for another year.
I saw that.
Can you believe, Bill, that this is what we've come to in college sports? A guy's going to be a junior next year in college is now, we have to announce, he's re-upping for another year.
Frank, I addressed this very issue and talked about that very specifically in the 3 o'clock hour on my roundtable because it's just crazy. I kind of pointed it out that way, that they had to put a slide up on X saying that he is re-signed because that's, we don't know. You know, is he going to go in the portal? Is he not going to go in the portal? Well, now we know the answer to that, which, by the way, that's a big deal that he's staying, and we were hoping that he was going to stay. What do you got coming up on Sunday night?
Okay, we sat down with Rob Reiner a while back when he came to Busch Stadium because he visited every stadium in the country. And we're going to go back in time. This interview with him, not because of me, but because of him, is so unbelievable. His love of baseball, why Jack Nicholson did what he did, what happened really behind the scenes with when Harry met Sally, all of his great movies, he breaks it down and talks baseball. It's really a fun piece.
That's amazing. I look forward to that. And I will be here Monday, so we'll talk on Monday afternoon. Have a great weekend.
Okay, guys. Take care.
We'll
have a good one.
You. Jane, have a great weekend. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, guys. Love y'all. And I hope that you have all the great time with your families and friends. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're off next week. And then same on the 2nd, we'll be back on the 9th with the roundtable. But have a great Christmas. Thanks for everything this past year.
Amen.
We have David Strom. Come
get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.